Now, he says something after that here that is quite interesting. He says in verse 20, this is verse 20 now of chapter 3, "Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand." Now, this has been a verse that has been used to show you can fall from grace, which, by the way, is not taught in the Word of God. The only time it's even mentioned is in Galatians, and it hasn't anything to do with salvation, but it's those saved by the grace of God falling down to a legal level and attempting to live by law instead of living by grace. Saved by grace, live by grace is the great teaching, as we've seen before, of Galatians. Now, what you have here is a man living under the time of law, and his life was determined by righteous acts. And therefore, the righteous acts that he might give under normal circumstances might look very good. But here under stress and strain, why, the man might absolutely turn from God, and therefore he is to be judged. That is in no way to construe that he was ever saved, because his life is to be tested at the end of his life, whether he's a child of God or not. But today, you and I are living under grace, and righteousness is just a little different for the child of God. We are constituted righteous today by faith in Jesus Christ. We're saved by grace through faith. And we're told in Romans 4:4, "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned as of grace, but as of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him who justifieth the ungodly, his faith is reckoned or counted for righteousness." Now the true believer today may fall into sin, but he will not deliberate practice and live in sin. For he that's born of God doth not practice sin. Now, if he falls in sin, a gracious provision is made. We have an advocate with the Father. We can come in confession of our sins. Now, you're talking here about a man under law. And the emphasis is not so much on that as it is upon the responsibility of the watchman. He is to warn that man that has turned from good works to living now in a way that conforms to the standard of the enemy. Now, this man, having delivered this message, been told that he is to be a watchman, he is now told in verse 22, "Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee." Now, he's to leave these people. You see, for 7 days, he was overwhelmed as he sat among them and saw how far they had apostatized and had turned from God.